Greetings, friends and radio listeners. Welcome to this R.G. Hardy program. As we proclaim, souls are crying, men are dying, so we must work to win the lost at any cost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to share today's message with you. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. A powerful word of encouragement God gave me to speak to His people. If you've been under satanic attack or feel that your gifts and ministry have been hindered and the fiery trials are intensifying, don't despair. This message is for you. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get your copy of You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire.
But at the sound of all of these instruments, I want everybody to bow down to this image that I have made. And so they had the celebration. And so they all came there together, and you know what happened. They did it. But at least three we know of, were still standing. Everybody else had their faces on the floor. I don't know where Daniel was, okay? I know Daniel couldn't have been there, or he'd have been standing too. So either he could have been away in a faraway province on one of the king's business, but apparently he wasn't there. But the three Hebrew boys were right there where the king was, right there at the party, okay? They were still standing. Now, the king did not see that. There were so many people, throngs of people, but there were jealous ones who had been jealous of the three Hebrew boys for a long, long time. And they have had it in their craw for a long time that they had been passed over and that the promotion had been given to them. And they thought, this is our opportunity. And the devil, he's an opportunist. He's always looking for an opportunity that he can make his deal. Isn't that right? And that's how he didn't come immediately after their promotion. He waited for a time. And so he went to the king. And I am going to read this verse because I wanted you to see how the enemy works. Let's look at verse 12 in Daniel 3. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. I want you to see that they set the scene right off the bat. The way they worded it, they were setting the king up by appealing to his pride, whom thou hast set over. They wanted them to know these are the ones that you thought were worthy of promotion. These were the ones that you selected. And they were inferring that his discretion was faulty because look what happened, putting these guys in there. They wouldn't come right out and say that, but they were implying that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, now here they're going to appeal to his pride. They have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And when you appeal to someone who's full of pride and you wound their pride, they are going to come out in a rage. Wrath will always follow where you touch somebody's trigger point of pride. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they brought them before the king. So you see, they appealed to his pride. They challenged him. And so when they did that, he erupted. It said in rage and fury, those are two superlatives to describe his demeanor. And this means that his body language became violent. His face became distorted and contorted. And it says that later in the scripture. It says his visage was deformed, or he had a change of visage. And visage means your face. And so he thought, you know, they were attacking him for having put these guys in there in the first place. And then they were appealing to his pride by saying, they don't regard thee. They don't give you the respect you should have. And you need to remember that line because it's one of the devil's favorite ones when he's trying to move you out of your place of blessing, when he's trying to get you out of the blessing. You know how he gets you out of Bethlehem, the house of bread, and he gets you over there in Moab. And then when you get over there, you lose everything and you come back empty-handed and bitter. Well, this is the line the devil used. They don't respect you. They don't regard you. They don't consider you. They don't think you're important. They don't care about your feelings. You're quiet out there. Amen? And so Nebuchadnezzar responded to that because they touched a trigger point when they did that. And so he called them in verse 14. And he spake unto them. He said, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, I'm going to give you guys a second chance. If you be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut. What in the world is a sackbut? A psaltery and a dulcimer? Somebody needs to tell me what these things are. And all kinds of music. Ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. And well, then it'll be okay. We'll forget this little matter ever happened. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You see, when you're proud, you can get away with a lot with people. But when you start messing around with God, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. A lot of things are going on in these verses. First of all, he's getting in the faces of God's children and he's intimidating them. And that's the other thing the devil uses. He uses intimidation. And he got in their face and he said, you know, is it true? Now, maybe these guys are lying on you. I know they don't like you. I know that they could be lying on you. So is it true that you're not bowing down to my image? Is that so? Now, if it's a mistake, we'll forget all about it. But just in case, we're going to give you another chance. I'm going to tell them to play the music again. Hey, get ready to strike up the band. We're going to have another go at this. He said, and if you don't fall down this time, in the very same hour, not tomorrow, not next week, not when the party's over, but in the very same hour, you will be cast into the fiery furnace. And that's what the devil does. He tries to get your back up against the wall. And you can't see a way out. And he's in your face. And he's saying, you better do something right now. You got to do it right now. Because if you don't do it right now, this is what's going to happen to you. Anytime that you're being pushed to do something, you need to stop dead in your tracks. Because it's the devil. I can tell you every time it's the devil. Demons drive, the Holy Ghost leads. When you're being pressured to make a major decision that you're uncomfortable about and you're troubled about, and somebody says you gotta say yes or no now. No, you don't. You have to say, I need to pray. No, I don't need to make a decision right now. I need to pray. Amen. Amen? Because the devil will try to intimidate you and try to threaten you and bring fear on you. And then in that moment, you'll say, okay. Yeah. And then you'll make a mistake. Right. Isn't that right? Because these were God's boys. These were his servants. These were his children. That Nebuchadnezzar was in their face telling them, if you don't, this is what's going to happen to you. And if you really believe and trust in your God, if you know that your God is your God, and you know that he loves you, and you trust in him, you're not afraid to choose door number two, even though you know it leads to the fiery furnace. Because you trust your God that if you stand up and do what's right, he's going to bring you out. Amen? So this is what he told them. He tried to intimidate them. And what did they say? Verse 16. You know, when he said, who is the God? I mean, that right there. They might have been, I can kind of almost understand how they felt. They might have been sweating it out, thinking about that fiery furnace. But he put his foot in his mouth when he said, who is the God? Where is the God? What is the name of the God that will deliver you out of my hands? Have you ever been taking a whipping off the devil because you just ain't stood up yet? And you just been letting him smack you around a little bit, you know, because you just haven't stood up in your Holy Ghost boldness? and rebuke the devil. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not going to stand up here and believe that none of you folks ever been there. I've been there. If I've been there, you've been there. Now, that's just the way it is. I mean, I've let the devil push me around for a couple hours or so, and sometimes, and even in some days, more than that. But you know what? You get tired of walking around with a melancholy spirit. You get tired of walking around feeling down and low and oppressed and discouraged. And when you get sick enough of it and tired enough of it, amen? And when they said that to those boys, who is the God? When the devil finally says that, when he says, you know, he pushes you so far, but there's something that he says. He insults your God. You know, insult me, devil, you know, because when you got that loser mentality on you, oh, I'm just a loser. I just fail all the time. I never do nothing right. Nothing goes right for me. Everything goes wrong. I'm living under Murphy's Law. If it can go bad and happen to anybody, it'll happen to me. And the devil will preach to you and you'll say yes. But when he starts talking about my God, when he says your God, when he says something about your God, that's when he's gone too far.
Amen. I trust you've been blessed by this devil-chasing message. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. God wants to promote you, and he will set you up to make room for your gifts, just like he did Daniel, who was a captive in Babylon. But God used him to interpret the king's dreams, and as a result, he was promoted to governor over the whole province. And Daniel did not forget his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had them promoted to high positions as well. This is recorded in Daniel 2:49. But in Daniel 3:30, we read that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them again. But something happened between promotions 1 and 2. The devil got mad and stirred up jealous spirits and had them thrown into the fiery furnace and heated it up 7 times hotter. The thing is, God didn't stop it. But that's okay, because if God promotes you, Satan can't demote you. And if you do get thrown into the fire, God will not only bring you out unharmed, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll promote you again, because you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith. Satan always attacks those next in line for a promotion. I know that this message will help you to know how you can act and respond while you're in that fiery trial. This message is available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer 125 CD, or if you prefer audio tape, 125T. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more and requesting offer 125 CD or 125T, you can have your copy of this powerful message, You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire. And if you would like us to stand with you in the prayer of agreement concerning your fiery trials or any other need that you have in your life, please include your personal prayer request, and we will be happy to stand with you in prayer. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, you may order from our e-store at rghardy.org.